Toyota's woes may be benefiting competitors around the globe, but the Japanese automaker retains the full confidence of at least one group of customers. Insurgents from Afghanistan to Africa find that certain Toyotas are perfect for waging war. The BBC's David Loyne is on the line. David, I imagine you've seen more than a few of these Toyota pickups and 4x4s.
I've traveled in them a lot with insurgents, particularly in Afghanistan. And certainly there was a range during the late 1990s called the Hilux, the Toyota Hilux. And that was the only vehicle that the Taliban really wanted to drive in. And in some ways, you know, this became, you know, like the Huey helicopter in Vietnam. It became a weapon of war. It became a really vital part of the Taliban first rise to power in the mid-90s. They moved extremely quickly with very large fleets of these four-wheel drive vehicles across the countryside of Afghanistan in a way that armies hadn't moved before. And it was that sheer flexibility that enabled them to move to take first the south and then Kabul. So this was not just a prestige piece of equipment with smoke windows for Taliban commanders. It was also something that they used with great tactical effect.
And what do these insurgents use them for? Is it transporting materiel? Is it for, like, staging attacks?
Well, both. It's for them to go around in. They usually have the sort of open back trucks, and if they're lucky, they've got two rows of seats in front of that, so that the bigger pickups, I guess. But they'd been in the region for a long time. I mean, Toyota were really clever very early on at being a big part of the Japanese aid program. So whereas different countries, you know, the United States might give grain and different countries might give medical relief, Japan gave Toyota trucks. If you were a UN agency, you got a Toyota at very, very low rates. And it was a really clever piece of marketing because it meant that in these fragile countries, if the country then came good, you suddenly had everybody saying Toyotas are great vehicles. So they're the four wheel drive vehicles, and they succeeded in particular in Afghanistan getting a big Japanese second-hand car trade as well, so that the smaller saloon cars, Toyota Corollas, became the absolutely standard taxi. They're very, very robust, and because of this strange history of trade, they've absolutely owned the market really in the developing world.
I know it's not funny, but I can kind of imagine one of those testimonial commercials with, you know, an insurgent saying, I just love my Toyota. Yeah. But have you ever spoken with an insurgent commander about why they love a Toyota so
much? They wouldn't drive anything else. Yes, I have. I mean, and they're proud of them. They really look after them. And there are mechanics right across Afghanistan who can fix these things. And I was once in one. We went to they play this extraordinary game in the north of Afghanistan called Buzkashi, which is men on horses chasing after the carcass of a calf. It's an incredibly sort of macho a battle, really, between two groups of horsemen. And the Toyota that I traveled up there in was actually quite badly damaged by two of these horses smashing against the side of it. And we just managed to tow it to a nearby shack, and somebody pulled a bit of, with a lever, pulled the bodywork this way and that way and put in a new spring at the bottom, and it was completely fixed in about an hour. They can be fixed. They're very rugged and robust vehicles like that, which is one of the reasons why they've become so popular. But no, during the early years of the Taliban, no self-respecting commander would be seen without his Toyota four-wheel drive.
Great story. David Loyne is the BBC's international development correspondent, and he spoke with us from London. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Marco.